Yo, welcome everyone to the Long Beach Social Experiment Podcast with your host, Stephen Martinez, aka Mega Man. This is episode 263. On this episode, we're going to talk about three stories of some haunted ghost stories. So, the first story that we're going to talk about is called Clinton Road. Clinton Road is in West Medford, New Jersey. This road is about 10 miles long. Now, people are wondering, what's Clinton Road about for ghost stories? There's been a lot of folklore, urban legends, just crazy fucking stories around that Clinton Road area. Now, there's a city right next to it, so once you start driving to Clinton Road, it's by a lake. It's really, when you go to Clinton Road in New Jersey, it's very isolated, and there's little houses here and there, but once you go deep into Clinton Road, that's where a lot of folklores and urban legends begin. Pretty much in a way, there's been a lot of ghost sightings. Pretty much in a way, the Union Army, they had a lot of wars over there with the Americans and the British, French and Indian wars. There's a lot of Indian burial grounds. When you're driving over there, there's been a lot of like crazy stuff. There's been a lot of devil worshiping, kids, adults, animals, sacrifice, portals to hell. There's been a lot of Ku Klux Klan hanging, black people, sacrifices. Pretty much in a way, there's been some kind of occults where the sacrifices, people, urban legend was saying that Lucifer comes from a tunnel and shows itself. There was a child who died of an accident, and pretty much there's a legend saying that there's a certain type of bridge where if you drop a quarter down to the river in a certain time from 12 to 2 a.m. in the morning, when you drop that quarter down to the river, you will hear a little kid's voice. And the quarter, when you drop down to the river, that ghost little boy will throw the quarter back onto you and on top of the bridge. A lot of crazy demonic voices. I kind of believe when you have a river flowing, you have all this weird energy. There's a lot of crazy stuff. And pretty much in a way, you know, when you talk about the ghost boy and the bridge, and not to mention guys and ladies, you know, the mafia, the hitmen, when they would execute or kill someone, the hitman would put that body in the trunk, drive all the way to Clinton Road, dump the bodies. There was legends of the famous hitman for the mob, Iceman. Pretty much he killed close to, what, 300 to maybe 400 people. Speculation said that, you know, he probably dumped about 60 to maybe 100 bodies in Clinton Road, you know, killing other people from the mafia, from other families. There is a castle, pretty much in a way, called the Cross Castle. It's probably a castle that's right there by near the reservoir. It's in the Highlands. There was a husband, had a wife and three kids. Well, what happened was the house got burned on fire, and it was abandoned. They fenced it off. but that's where a lot of hikers would go take pictures and all. But the weird thing about it is when you go to the Cross Castle, people in a way would be demonically, you know, possessed. People will have heart attacks. People will have seizures, demonic scratches, three scratches around their backs or the bodies, which means it's the mark of the Trinity. You also have like weird creatures around there, crossbreed, hybrid. There used to be a sanctuary for animals called the Jungle Habitat. And pretty much when that place closed down, a lot of these animals just kind of went everywhere and they crossbreed. And there are some weird creatures hiding in that, in Clinton Road, in those forests. Serial killers. There's also been weird activities where hikers would just go camping there. And at night, and they would see two park rangers asking if you guys are okay. Are you lost? Are you doing anything? And they would look like just real people. But not knowingly, those rangers were pretty much in a way ghosts. There was an accident back in 1939. And those park rangers are there as good spirits. No evil spirits. And they just help out people and check to see if they're doing. And pretty much there was a rumor that a hiker got lost and saw two park rangers and asked like, "Hey, I'm lost. I'm looking to where I'm at." And those two park rangers helped him get back on the road and everything. And when he saw the faces of the, you know, and told the two rangers that he saw, that hiker couldn't believe that those rangers are from of a devastation that happened of a couple of houses that burned down in Clinton Road, and they died in that fire. And that was back in 1939. And there was a picture that he saw and he couldn't believe it. And also pretty much in a way, it's for some kind of reason, there's been a lady who died of a car accident, died, I guess, in a way, in Clinton Road. You got these weird turns and everything. And they're like, man, it's like if it's in a rainy day or a rainy night, you got to be careful because pretty much in a way, some of these ramps, you can just jump off that. If you hit that ramp, your car can pretty much fall down the hill. Just a whole bunch of car accidents of people dying of accidents over there. You know, there's a lady just walks around in a dress, just walking on the side of the road. Pretty much in a way, there's weird stuff that goes on. And also, if you're driving by Clinton Road by yourself around 12 to 3 o'clock in the morning, pretty much there, pretty much in a way, there's a car that just almost in a way try to tailgate you and just be more close to you, just drive you off the road. There's been a lot of crazy ghost drivers like that. There's a lot of semi trucks, diesel trucks that go and they don't care. Pretty much in a way, it's almost like you can go kill someone and get away with it and just dump their bodies in Clinton Road. A lot of people do not want to go to that certain type of area. They're pretty much in a way you're freaked out. And if your car breaks down and if you don't have no gas or you have a flat tire, pretty much in a way you're kind of fucked. It's creepy. I just see a lot of videos on YouTube. I just read up a lot, and I know in Ghost Adventures, they talked about it. There's even an asylum that, you know, closed down, but it's kind of around that area. And I believe that there's a lot of stuff that we shouldn't be going. You know, there's a lot of people that can make their speculations. There's people that are very curious and check out. But I don't know. But I'll say this. Are the legends true? In my opinion, I have to say yes. Would I go check it out? I'm very curious, but at the same time, I don't know. But I have a couple of friends who live around New Jersey, and some people of my friends, you know, they go over there and they say the legends are true. You know, the folklores are true about that. It's haunted. It's scary. And if you're going to go by yourself, they say it's not a good idea. Bring a group of people, bring your cameras. But also, they also said, if you're going to go, if you have a phone, charge up your phone at 100 and also bring two phone chargers just in case. Because sometimes they say, because some of them, they're ghost hunters, all their batteries and everything will be drained. So in a way, if your batteries and your phone and your battery dies of your car, that means in a way it's saying there's going to be a ghost that is going to try to eat up all your energy, your battery and all that stuff, because that ghost is going to manifest himself. So that's crazy. So if you're curious about it, if you're from the East Coast and you know the story about Clinton Road, New Jersey, that's awesome. But if you're going to go to all those ghost story people and the West Coast and Cali that's going to make a trip to Minford, New Jersey, and check out Clinton Road, I'm just going to say this. Be careful. Again, be careful and go with the pack of people if you're going to drive to Clinton Road, and beware of the ghost driver that will be following you. All right? You've been warned. Our next ghost story is located in the area of Santa Clara County. This story, we're going to be talking about Pacheco Path. There's a lot of urban legends, a lot of folklores. People call it the Diablo Range. It's a freeway that is 106 miles. It's between the SR1 and Watsonville, like you're going to the Bay Area. There's a lot of weird stuff, a lot of crazy stuff. There's a lot of Indian burial grounds, and you have to really be careful because I noticed with some of these Indian burial grounds, you need to leave them alone. They need to be at peace. They need to be at sleep. Just leave it. But I've been seeing so much crazy stuff. When I was little, I have three stories. Over there in Pacheco Path, there's been a lot of slaughtering from the Spaniards, slaughtering the Indians, the Union Army just killing a lot of Native American tribes. There is rumor that Geronimo used to help out a lot of those tribes in the California, in the Bay Area, but also he was also, you know, fighting off the Mexicans in the Indian Wars and the Union as well. There's been a lot of deadly car accidents. There's been people who have been driving to Pacheco Path and being possessed. And with some of those people driving, they would be possessed and they would have a demonic spirit. Well, inside, if they have a demonic spirit, a lot of they would commit suicide. They will just drive into a freaking diesel truck or drive off the cliff. They will just be possessed. And also there will be a lot of ghost encounters passing through the freeway. You see some weird stuff on the hills, lights, orbs, just a lot of crazy things. And also you would see sacrifices. You would see a lot of sacrifices with your own eyes. It's like, what the heck did I just saw? And it will be isolated. There's some houses here and there, but you don't see anything. You just see a freeway. There's some lights here and there, but you're in the dark. And if you're driving to Pacheco Path, I suggest that don't drive on an empty gas tank. And if you do, have a full tank of gas in your car, have your phones charged up, and bring some iPad chargers for your iPhone or whatever, for whatever type of phone, roadside assistant, bring some food. You never know, because there's been a lot of cases where when you're passing through Pacheco Path, right, when we talked about a lot of Indian burial grounds, some of these stuff manifests, might eat up your gas. It might suck the energy out of your battery, your phones and all, and people would be stranded. And I heard a lot of crazy stuff, rumors. I'll tell you three stories. One story, we're driving around 3:30 in the morning, went to the Barry to go see my aunt. It was me, my mom's sister, and my mom's sister's daughters. We were driving, and we saw a lady in a Victoria dress crying. But the thing is, when we looked back, we couldn't see her face. And just crying. It was like, wow, I was tripping out. My mom was like tripping out as well. And 30 or 40 miles, there was a gas station. And it was out in the boonies. And we talked, and it's like, hey, 40 miles. We told the owner, 40 miles, we just saw a lady in a Victoria dress. When my mom and us were talking about that, his head lifted up, and he was like shocked. Like, he's like, the lady in the Victoria dress looking for her child? And he said, yeah. It's like, ooh. He's like, he tells us there's a lot of crazy stories that you, and he asked my mom, where are you guys from? We're from Modesto. It's like, oh, Los Banos, like, or in that area. So yeah, there's been a lot of Spaniard Indians, Victoria, just weird stuff going on. But the story was, I guess in a way, the lady was married. She lost her son. She committed suicide. The husband left her to be with another woman, and somehow the story goes is that the husband, when he divorced or left his old wife with a child, he took the kid with them. Well, didn't know that the father killed the child. So the mother was so devastated is that she was, she committed suicide. And ever since then, she's been crying for mourn to look for her son. So urban legend goes that you will see a lady in a Victoria dress, crying on the side of the road looking for her child. That's one. That's what we saw. The other story, we were just visiting Los Banos, and we're just driving over there just to, check out some stuff. I think around 7 or 8 p.m., it was, you could see a little sun, but not really. We saw on the hill of some people coming down. I was like, what the heck is that? And I remember my uncle and my mom's brother and my uncle and my mom and me were like, what is that? The little that we know is that we saw a lot of Native Americans running down the hill. And what we saw, we couldn't believe our eyes. My mom was shocked. And we saw Spaniards, and wearing armor suits and everything with swords, chasing after them. And it was just mostly a lot of women holding babies, running. And to see that of the Spaniards, you know, slaughtering the native people, it was, I just couldn't believe it. I thought, I was like, what the heck's going on? I just maybe thought there was like, maybe they're doing a movie about it or reading. We just saw that. And it made me cry. I think in a way, guys and ladies, these stories will ever forever haunt my mind, because I was shocked of seeing all this stuff. I was really fucking shocked. I'd never seen that before, of like a really close encounter with the ghost, but seeing that of a Spaniard chasing after Native Americans and killing them, that to me, it really fucked my head up. It really fucked my head up. And the last story, from Pacheco Path, we were driving around, I think it was like a 12:30 in the morning. We went to go see some of my cousins in the Bay Area, and we're going back to Modesto, and our car almost hit some horses passing through Pacheco Path. And it was, I think we were the only car on that freeway. Well, those horses, there was a Native American getting chased by some Union Army people. And that Indian, I remember, because I went there once. I went to the Winchester house, and that Indian was holding a Winchester rifle gun. I don't know what, but I saw that gun. And that Indian was being chased by maybe four or five Union armies and horses chasing after him. And just this just dawned on me. I don't know what happened, but I felt this is the first time talking about a story like this one. I was about 13 years old. And when we're driving over there, I felt when I was asleep and I overheard my mom and dad say we're checking out Pacheco Path. I remember I was asleep and we're driving over there. I would have all these weird dreams of, you know, demonic entities and spirits around these hills. And I don't know, but I feel like there's been some people that I felt in my dreams that they needed help. They were lost. I must have counted so many dreams, maybe like 13 or 14 dreams, but I felt like in all these dreams of all these people asking for help were people that died around Pacheco Path. So I want to say to you guys and ladies, when you're driving over there, be very careful. When you're driving, there's a lot of weird stuff. There's a lot of, you see a lot of weird lights and entities, demonic stuff, Indian burial grounds, just Spaniards slaughtering Native Americans, people being possessed, driving and getting to car wrecks and dying. I don't know, but I just feel like something was telling me to go back. And sometimes I feel when you go to certain areas that have Indian burial grounds, you have to be careful, because you don't know what a spirit might follow you home. Maybe asking for help or anything. But again, if you're very curious, you can do your own research. If you're from the Bay Area or you're driving to San Francisco and you're very curious about going to Pacheco Path, check it out. If you want to drive there around 10 p.m. to 4 a.m., I'm just going to say this. Be very careful. Be very careful, all right? Later. All right, our last story is pretty intense. I just want to say to everyone, this story that I will be talking about is very sensitive to me, and I didn't want to talk about it, but I had to. I'm gonna not mention this person's name or how long it's been and all, but because of this person, it messed things up mentally and emotionally, and I took time off from dating because of this matter. So please, everyone, bear with me. This person I was seeing for about a couple months, with my ex, who I have a son with, when we split up, I met someone online. Seemed really cool and everything. And everything was going good. To make this story short, but get to the point, everything was going good with her, but I kind of felt there was something off in the last weeks of the relationship. So this person is pretty much in a way well known, and she knew a lot of people, as the way I know a lot of people in the podcast or the entertainment world. And she did a podcast. She was a guest on a certain podcast, and everything was going good. But the thing is, in the end of the podcast, everything started changing. I saw her personality changed right in front of my eyes. The weird thing that I saw is like dark figures around her and a co-host. And pretty much in a way, I felt that co-host said to me, "Hey, so-and-so, Mega Man, what are you looking at?" I said, "I'm looking on top of that ceiling." And he said, "What do you mean?" I was just speechless of what I saw. And it was going around and going around. But I just kept on seeing this dark entity, this dark figure by the corner around them. And it just got worse. And pretty much in a way, there was a lot of fighting with me and her. Just weird stuff. There was times that she would just speak weird things in her sleep. Like, it's mostly it's like Latin. And there'll be times where I would see her just walk around the house middle of the night about 1-4 o'clock in the morning, just running around, like talking all weird and demonic voices. There was times I was laying down on the couch and the lights were off, and I can see her walking on top of my kitchen, going around back and forth, walking back and forth, because where my kitchen is, I have like little lights around my window so you can see. And it was pretty creepy of what I saw of her on top, walking back and forth. She had her eyes changed, where it was, her eyes were like dark, like yellow. Then it would change to pretty much in a way like evil red lights. And I could have sworn, I'm not making this up, everyone, I thought I saw this person levitating. Now, how crazy is that? Seeing a person levitating, not like, you know, on top of the kitchen counter. Usually if a person's, you know, on top of a kitchen counter, like, how are you going to get down? You're going to jump, whatever. With my own eyes, I saw her levitating, floating, just to come to the ground. And I was asleep in the bed. I opened my eyes. I saw her staring at me. Creeped me out. I closed my eyes. I opened my eyes again. And her face was staring into my eyes. Like, it's almost like in a way, like, she was telling me, what the fuck are you looking at? Like, creepy. And she had, like, a very funny stench. And I can just tell, like, I can tell it wasn't her. It pretty much, in a way, creeped me out. And I never seen before weird things. It was like to the point my two boys had to go stay with their mom for a couple of days. I had to call out work. And pretty much with this person had a heavy heart. She wasn't right. She was going through a lot. And I felt like there was a demonic spirit inside of her. Because I didn't know who this person was anymore. And there was one night I was sleeping. And she got up, but she didn't know what happened to her. And around 3 o'clock in the morning, which is a witching hour, I saw her like walking like a dog. It was creepy. And her arms were kind of like deformed, looked really... Just by talking about it, I get a little creeped out. Almost like in that movie Exorcist, how that little girl was walking just like that. I was pretty much scared. I just couldn't deal with her no more. And I broke up with her. And when I broke up with her, I felt like there was something still in the house. So to me, I took, again, some time off from work. I was really like depressed. I felt like I wanted to commit suicide. It was something very dark in the house. So whatever stuff that this person had, she was staying with me, I just threw it away. Then I came to find out there were some necklaces that she kept, and she must have put them in certain areas. And I feel like with these necklaces, when people give you necklaces or stuff, I feel like it can be like a demonic spirit trapping inside your house or put you in a spell and all. I found those and I threw those away. So anything that she had, I just threw it away. And I felt like I had to open the windows, clean everything out. But I feel like there was something still here from her. Then I came to find out, like, there was something that she had, like a book, like a dark book. And the stuff that I saw was pretty much, in a way, graphic and demonic. And I had to throw that book away. And I brought some of my family members, one who was a priest. And we had to bless the house. It was pretty... scary. This happened around about 7:30, about 8:30 p.m. We had to bless the house. We went to the kitchen, to the living room, to my kids' room, to the bathroom, and to the closet. And we were blessing the whole house. And I remember, I never saw that before. When the priest was blessing the house, threw holy water on the wall and the steam came out. That was pretty scary. And I saw all these dark entities like leaving. And for some kind of reason, there was a dark entity that was in the closet in the corner. And we had to bless the house. We had to open the windows up. And that's when they told me, Stephen, you need to go outside. Because I saw with my own eyes of like, oh my God, go outside. We'll let you know if it's okay. Some family members went outside. Well, whatever this person who I was with has something attached and followed us home from doing a podcast. And it latched onto her, but when she left, it was still stuck over here in my place. And it took about a couple hours, but we opened the doors, we blessed the house, everything. And it took quite some time to have this dark entity, this dark negative stuff, just being cleaned out of my place. And ever since then, my place has been good. It's been good. And do I believe in good and evil? Of course. Do I feel in demonic spirits? Do I feel it's out there? Of course. And you have to be very careful of who you bring inside your house. You have to be very careful of who you meet online, or when you get to know someone, because there's weird energy. And I just, to me, because of her, I took a break from dating. It really messed me up mentally. And it's very scary of seeing a person who was possessed staying at my house for a couple months, seeing her walk like a dog, seeing her levitate, seeing her possess, changing colors of her eyes and her face. Just creepy stuff, to the point it was so dark and heavy in my place, like it was just very negative, evil. I almost committed suicide. So again, everyone, be careful of who you bring to your house and who you date, guys and ladies, okay? So I'm going to end on that. I just want to say I hope you like this episode of Ghost Stories with Mega Man. If you have time, please rate and review on Apple Podcasts. Leave me some stars on Spotify. Instagram, you can follow me at the Long Beach Social Experiment Podcast on Instagram. I'm going to have more social media updates. I just took a little break. So now that I'm back, I wanted to really focus on the podcast more. But good things are coming. I hope everyone had a happy Halloween. And there's going to be more ghost stories episodes to come. Shout outs to my kids, Gavin, Alex, Emiliano, my daughter, Luna, Daddy loves you, to all the podcast listeners. If you have any questions, again, DM me at the Long Beach Social Experiment. And till next time, everyone, late.